Warp Drive, part 5 of the Talisman series. Very special episode, because not only our grand finale, but also a special guest enters the field. Give it up for Owen!
Yay!
Owen, how you feeling?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a cold, but here we are.
We're glad you're here. Well, I would say, let's get started, because I'm so excited. But, you know, one thing has to come first.
A word from our sponsor.
And we're back. Good job, Zach. You sound great. It's my turn now.
We haven't eaten in days.
What should I do?
Nothing but maggoty bread for 3 stinking days.
What's that for?
What are the
rings? Oh my god.
Back home,
two towers!
That's our
two towers!
Who says that, though?
One of the orcs?
Really?
Yeah, it's when they're discussing whether to eat the house. Yeah.
So that's our third Lord of the Rings quote of the series?
Yeah.
Wow. The first one, I was like, what did I say the first time? But you thought it was the Hobbit.
Shut up.
Oh, it was.
Like, you got a troll or something like that.
They have a cave troll. Yeah, that's fine.
And then you're going to have to toss me.
Oh, it's 4 because I said the meat one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, I'll go next. I rolled a 3. The temple's in ruins, unfortunately, so I cannot use it. What did I want? I had a very distinct plan in my mind.
Looks like you're going to the werewolf.
Yes. Us three are werewolves, and Kanan is the only non-werewolf.
Oh, so it doesn't matter for you?
Yeah, no. 1, 2, 3. I'll interact with the alchemist, but first I'll draw 2 cards.
You should fight whoever's there.
Oh, I can't take on Connor. He's much stronger than me.
So? Psychic battle him.
I can't choose that. Owen, you can't just jump right in. And
Let's jump right in.
Ooh, Alchemist, this is important. You may change any or all strength points you have into craft points, or vice versa, then discard this card. Any or all strength points. So when I read that, can I violate my quota, do you think? Like, could I go 0 strength?
Yes.
I would think that's possible.
Then I'll do it.
Being a talisman master that I am...
But wouldn't you want to do vice versa?
You might as well just jump right into it.
But wait, don't you want to do vice versa?
No, I want to have maximum craft, actually. Because my craft's already very high, and I want to go all the way.
But Zach, you see, the thing is...
But Zach, that's 2 big cones.
You're going to get killed.
This is the only way. So that's that.
What? It was the only way.
It was the only way. Oh, except I wanted 5 points of strength points.
What?
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Do you not have all your quests done?
No, I still need my 2 more.
Then why'd you do that?
Then I'll figure it out. It's fine.
You can trade back to get strength points. I will allow you to get trade again to get strength points.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's fair.
Complete your thing. We'll say that you never actually traded those.
Sure. I'm 5 and 5. That's easy. 5 and 5.
I think the audience would like to differ.
You guys like me, right? You guys trust me? I gained a gold.
Do you see the liar?
Connor, I just thought of a good idea for a TikTok you could make.
Ooh.
You gotta do, like, the Joker ones, like when somebody dances.
Yeah.
You gotta think of something and do that. I feel like you could do that very well.
Thank you. I have an interesting follower. Devout Blacksmith. At the start of my turn, I may either burn one of my objects.
Sorry, I'm talking to Connor.
Well, we can't have multiple conversations.
So, Kaden,
one that's been happening for the entire time.
There's one microphone.
I'm about to enter the interview. You don't care what people are talking over me when I try to read my card.
Talisman.
Can I just read the card?
So, Connor, what's your next move going to be in Talisman?
Go ahead.
At the start of my turn, I may burn one of my objects to take one object from the discard pile, or burn one of my magic objects to take one magic object from the discard pile. So I could interchange.
Oh, so you burn your talisman.
Well, I was going to burn my... I got to look through my discard pile, but I'll check it later.
Your discard pile?
Yeah.
We have separate ones.
It's no longer communal because it's too much.
Yeah. But anyway, that's tough.
That's enough space.
That's a house rule. I don't like it.
That is a house rule if I've ever heard one. Shelly, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to see what I am.
I was like, you're going to roll what?
I don't have any good objects in my discard pile.
Well, I could keep on going in the outer region, but I'm the only one that's in the outer region still.
Cringe.
I think I'll try to find a sentinel. Oh, wait, can I do that?
You have to fight the sentinel, but you could do it. Your strength's strong, right?
Right, but I mean, do I have to get one to land on him, or what? Can I?
No,
get
you can
one
move past. You can move up the stairs. Okay. Yeah, he's strength 9, minus 1 is 8. 8 plus, he's a 14. You are a strength 5, 9...
10.
5, 9. The two cones, that's only a knight because she's a werewolf.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, 49? Yeah, you're 9. Try to beat a 14.
You need a 5 or a 6. 5 to tie, 6 to win.
You got that.
The chances of you winning are extremely slim.
There you go. 3. But you want to spend a life fate?
16% to be precise. You're not going to win this roll, Shady.
Thank you.
Oh, and ever the one to bring positivity to a game of Talisman. You got 8. Yikes. Well, that's a life lost, but from your glass soldier, right? Your glass guardian.
Yeah, my glass guardian.
Yep. Shelly had 4 extra lives at one point.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's pretty big.
She has 7 lives right now.
I'm not. I would not be afraid.
There you go.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang. I'm gonna reach in my face.
The gnome! Follower!
There you go.
You need only roll 1 die when opening the portal of power by craft and 2 dice in the mines.
There you go. So that's good for the inner region. The mines...
You need not roll the die in the crags. Oh, that doesn't matter. You may evade creatures. Oh, that doesn't matter.
The mines, Connor, is the craft path.
So no expansions this game, huh?
No expansions, only in-deck expansions. So we had a huge Firelands problem earlier. It was like part 2, when it was like, that was all we dealt with, was Firelands stuff.
The entire, like, this happened.
The entire outer region was covered in fire. Yeah.
Wow.
It was awful.
The Ifrit Sultan.
The Ifrit Sultan made us put Firelands tokens every space, every turn. That was bad.
So, the mines is the craft route?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a shame.
But it's really, craft route is like a subjective term. Like, there's really nothing crafty about it except for the mines.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one is the mines part.
What is the severed blood loss?
That's only lives. You lose lives on a random die roll. That's it. It's pretty easy. And then the pit fiends is actually easier if you have a high strength.
Oh.
So if anything, the pit fiends track.
Oh, well, that'll
easy speed.
Remember when me, you, and John played a while ago and we had a big problem with the pit fiends? So we said, puck the pit fiends.
Puck the fit, like, why did we say that? Oh yeah, right. I thought you meant we literally said it.
No, we literally said it.
Oh sure.
Because we were young.
Oh of course. Yeah. We were upset. Yeah.
All right. It was probably my doing, if we're being honest, because I really am not a fan of the pit fiends. No. So anytime I can go the other route, I'm sorry for rambling, Connor, but if you ever play Talisman, never go to the pit fiends. Never.
Never.
To proceed, Connor, you're saying?
It's Grim time.
Grim time. Ooh, Connor.
Time to
Caden.
Die, Caden.
Caden, you're doing Grim Reaper chart.
So have you guys ever seen Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho?
No, I haven't.
Unless you want to spend your Dark Fate and make me re-roll his movement.
Caden, let's go. Or spend a Dark Fate to make him re-roll
okay,
movement.
Okay, what do I have to roll to not die?
Anything other than a 1.
Yep. Oh, your chances are like 83%. Take that.
With 1 die? The last time I did roll a 1. So I'm just like kind of scarred.
Well, the chances of that happening again, like if you're rolling a 1 twice, is like 1 out of 36. I don't know why I keep saying this mental math.
Quick math.
Stats?
I'm taking a dark fate. Are you kidding me? What is it with me and the Grim?
1 in 36. 2, 3, it would be me.
Oh. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
Is he good at all?
Yeah, if I get a 6, I can go up in 1 thing.
Oh.
Or if I get a 5, I can just teleport into something else.
It actually happened twice.
You have awful odds.
Twice?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have awful odds, just the odds are not in his favor.
No, no.
No, I'm not going to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. There you go. Caden, your turn. You get the teleport, remember?
Yeah.
So you're gonna go to the portal of power?
Yeah.
Alright, so that's 2 dice. Which trait are you gonna try to roll under? Craft is slightly higher for you.
Craft.
Yeah, the vizier grants him 1 more.
Yeah.
So you're a 9 natural. Uh-huh. A natural.
So with 2 dice, I have to get
9 or
less.
Than
a 9. 9 or less.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So... And then next round, you're gonna have to get 3 dice, 9 or less.
And what happens if I don't?
You get teleported somewhere else. Then you'll have to try again later.
It's worth a shot.
Yes.
chances.
You know what? The chances of the odds not being in your favor three times in one sitting.
What do you got?
He got lower than a 9. He goes in.
Sweet. So, Caden, your nomad goes through the portal power, and you are in the plane of peril. Next turn, you can either go the mines craft route or the crypt strength route. The Minecraft route. you have a lot of lives. You have 4 lives. It's tricky.
You have a talisman remind you.
Yeah.
And you know, when you were going to get killed by a Grim Reaper, you still had armor you could use.
Dude, that one.
Shut up.
Let's see what I got. 6.
Yeah, but according to Zach, it doesn't work.
1, 2, 3. Armor for the Grim Reaper doesn't work.
Because it's just your time to die.
Says you guys. You've never actually seen a Grim Reaper in real life.
Have you?
Hey man, I've played The Sims.
I'm going to get another quest. What's a 4?
4 is deliver a magic object.
Okay, I'll discard my flying carpet. And I'll take a quest reward. So I have 3 quest points now. Moon Charm. You may discard this card after rolling a die to change the die into a 6. Nice. That's cool.
Or that could be bad.
I guess, it very well could be. It very well could be bad. That's my turn.
Cool.
Yeah. 5. Well, I could stay in the outer region or... Oh, I know.
The outer worlds. Yeah.
Should I stay in the outer region?
Go for it.
Were you in the outer region? Weren't you in...
Didn't you fight the Sentinel last turn?
No, I lost a life, remember?
How did you lose to the Sentinel?
Because I didn't roll high
enough. Okay, yeah, do it again.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll fight another Sentinel again.
Okay, Connor, roll for the Sentinel.
I will roll for
it's 8 plus your die roll. He's a 10.
It's 10.
So usually you're a 9 plus your die roll. You beat it.
It's literally impossible for you.
Where were you to start? Here?
Yes.
And what did you roll for movement?
5.
5? 1, 4, anywhere you want to go.
It's...
Or the castle you could heal.
Well, I can't really heal. What's the runes? Draw 1 card?
And then enemies get +2.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go there.
Okay.
Big shot, huh?
Restoring rains. Event. A gentle rain brings refreshment to the land. Discard 1 Fireland token from a space in your region. Then all characters in your region heal 1 life, and the rains flow off to the discard.
Yay! Everyone in our region heals. We're all at our quotas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. I got rid of the Fireland token on the ruined temple.
Cool.
Connor?
Just 1.
Just 1. Your turn, Connor.
Oh, are you okay?
What'd you get? You went to the
crawling hand. Enemy monster, strength 1. If you do not kill the crawling hand, roll a die and move it that number of spaces clockwise.
You auto kill.
I auto kill because it's strength 3.
He's a 1, right? Natural 1.
Runes.
Oh, 3. He's a 4.
He's a 4.
You auto kill still because you're a werewolf, right? Yeah, that's auto kill.
Connor, are you doing No Shave November?
Huh?
Are you doing No Shave November?
Yeah.
Good man.
You?
Of course.
I could.
Are you?
I have a show. I probably shouldn't.
I respect that.
I don't. You still do it.
Caden, you want to go Crypt or Mines? Let me tell you a little bit about the inner region. And this for people who have never played the game and don't know what it's about. So there's 2 paths. The first path is the Mines, the Vampire's Tower, the Pit Fiends.
At least you can't go back.
You can't go backwards. And the Valley of Fire. The other one is Crypt, Dice with Death, Werewolf Dead, and then the Valley of Fire. So the Mines and the Crypt are the same thing. It just determines which attribute. So Mines is Craft, and Crypt is Strength. 3 dice, you try to equal or less. Vampire's Tower, you roll a die, and you lose lives based on what you roll. You want to roll low. You can also lose followers to negate that loss of life. Pit Fiends, you roll a number. That number of Pit Fiends you have to fight, each one strength 4. And then the other way is Dice with Death. It's basically what we did earlier with Shli and I. Death has 2 dice, you have 2. You try to get higher than him. Werewolf Den, you fight a werewolf with, I think, 2 dice worth of strength. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, which...
So you have to go around the whole thing?
Yes. It's 2 paths. So which trait do you want to do? You have... Oh, I pushed something. Craft is slightly higher for you. You're a 9 craft, so do you want to go to craft wrap? Okay. So 3 dice, and you try to get 9 or less. You won't if you get higher than 9, you won't lose anything. You'll just get you get kicked out, and you can get there later. Okay? So just try it. You got what's your number?
8.
Wait, you rolled an 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you made it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I'm happy. And it's like unexpected.
Okay. I'll take my die back, please. Cool. Yeah, you passed the mines.
Does he have to
Next turn he'll do Vampire's Tower. Death with Death is the other way. Mm-hmm. So I have 3 quest points. I need to get to the Cursed Glade. 1, 2, 3, 4. I travel to the Cursed Glade and I get my last quest point. I'll take a quest reward, please. So I can now go to the center. Weaver's Mark. You may discard this card at any time to replenish fate up to your fate value. I'll do that right now. And I have 6 fate total, my max. So I'll get 5 more fate.
This has 5 fate.
My good luck knot increases my capacity.
Good for you.
Good for me. that's my turn.
Okay. We can't do the replenish fate anymore because that event has died, right? It ended.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It died?
The event died.
Gone forever.
I'll go to Oasis. Get 2 cards.
Well, 2 cards.
Hopefully one of them
2 dragons.
Magic one. Yes! There's a swamp creature, strength 3. Creature from the swamp is menacing this area. It'll remain here until killed, so I have to fight that. And then there's a Holy Lance, a magic object. Weapon. No evil character may have the Holy Lance. Add 1 to your strength during battle. Add 3 to your strength during battle against dragons.
Ooh.
But I'm going to discard that because I need it for my quest.
Quest.
So I've got a... Who wants to roll for the
swamp
creature?
I'll roll for the swamp creature.
Okay, I'll roll for the swamp creature.
Owen! Okay. One more thing out of you, and you're done.
So I have...
It's a 5. Plus whatever it is. What is the swamp creature's strength?
3.
4, 5, 8, and 9.
Okay, and I want you to know, after this final fight...
I beat it.
Nice. I want you to know. I will spend Dark Fate on you on your next turn.
I'll get 1 more strength.
Well, thank you.
It's just because I feel like my only chance is to catch up with you. Because if you get past the Vampire's Tower...
There's no way you're beating him with 5 of either.
I can try.
Exactly.
My reward for the talisman quest is Iron Skin Charm. Ooh. Keep this card. Increase your life value by 1.
Yay!
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh. Do you gain a life for that, or is it just increasing
your capacity?
Capacity is increased.
You got a heart container, but it's empty.
It's like a glass jar.
That was extremely dark.
A heart container's from Zelda. It's like a big jewel full of like red juice.
Heart juice.
Heart you're like, juice. Go. It's the blood of the fairies.
So it's a chug jug.
So it's a chug jug.
So it's Zelda chug jug.
Zelda chug jug. Chug jug. It's big Fortnite.
Owen, are you back in Fortnite?
No.
No? Apex, though?
A little bit.
Modern Warfare, mostly.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare.
So these two, too.
I'm not very good.
I'm trying to...
4.
Every other night, I'm like, hey, you want to play Apex with me? With anybody? And they're like, I'm playing COD. Like I don't.
I'll play Modern.
I'll play Apex tonight. Will you?
Possibly. Because I have a psych exam tomorrow that I need to study for.
You know your COD squad is online, so you can't.
I don't mess around with COD that much. I'm very bad. I play it so I can get good, but I just get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. Do you play on the realism difficulty where it's like your HUD is gone and.
No, you don't roll. You just fought the Vampire
Tower. I would never do that to myself.
So, Vampire Tower. Zach, can you read it?
So Vampire Tower can roll 1 die to determine how many lives the vampire takes. You may discard any number of followers to avoid this loss of life. Each follower you discard prevents the loss of 1 life. So roll a die, and I'll tell you how many lives you lose.
So he has two followers.
Yes.
So if he rolls a six, he's dead.
Oh no.
And he has no fate. He rolled a five.
A five is three lives.
Four followers?
Three lives, and followers can negate one life each. So if you get rid of both of your followers, you would only lose one life. Okay. You're getting rid of which follower?
The vizier.
Okay, the vizier. So you're down a craft. That's fine. Your vizier goes to your discard pile. Now,
how many?
Two lives lost, or you could discard your champion of light.
Do I need him still?
What kind of read the pit fiend's text?
So you roll a die and fight that many pit fiends with strength four, each one on one, until either you are defeated or you defeat all of the pit fiends.
Each one, so it's all each strength. one on one.
It's
so
crap.
No, all strength.
So he's useless.
So, yes. Wait, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you could say.
It's your call.
It's your call.
He's been good to me.
Yeah, Champion Light's been in it all the way. Mm-hmm. Are you sacrificing him to the vampires? Mm-hmm. You think so? This is a somber
moment for you. Can we just get a moment of silence in the room for a second?
Oh, it's night.
Reading text. There's got to be something. I can save him.
Well, it says if it is day, you may roll an additional die in battle and psychic combat, but it's
night. Yeah, so I'd say.
I mean, it's not.
Let him go.
Goodbye, champion.
Wow. You hug him and then push him into the vampire.
You embrace me. That's good.
No! Nice. So you lose one life. You're at three lives. Nice. Gosh. That was tough.
And I can't buy one yet.
Nope.
At all.
No castles in the inner region.
Yep. My gold is useless.
Yep. I rolled a four. One, two, three, four. I'll try the portal of power.
If I could land on the portal of power, that'd be cool.
You don't have to land on it.
You don't have to land on it?
No, could you have done it last time? Yes. It's like the sentinel, like you can go into it. Yeah. Here, Caden, give me another die. Connor, it's okay. Caden.
So Connor,
you've been in the inner region for like three turns.
So this is everything.
Seven. That's no. I fail. So I lose. Oh, it's nighttime. Oh, it's only combat. I lose a strength. Oh, gee.
Hey, sucks to be bad, Zach.
I'm too weak.
O'Toole?
O'Toole.
Don't you have zero strength?
What? No, I remember we
had
fixed
five.
It.
Ow, ow, Also, but it's perfect because I was going to go here and Okay, before I actually roll for my thing, I'm going to go ahead and roll for Grimm.
That was my moment.
Yep.
Just to get it out of the way.
Sorry. Don't need to steal it for me. 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
And then werewolf.
Yeah, cool.
I did it in the wrong order, but that's fine. Oh my god.
Oh my.
My stats.
Gosh.
My stats. They're all gone. My
gosh.
So this means Caden will be fighting pit fiends with strength 4.
Strength 5 if it's still night. Yeah. And he's a strength 8.
That's a big.
You're strength 8.
Oh.
They're going to be strength 5.
Oh, okay.
And you have to fight them one on one.
Okay.
All right.
And then I'm going to try to break in.
And it's 8 plus die.
Force it with my strength.
Yes.
Does the... No, that's combat.
Yeah.
So I have to roll a 9 or lower?
9 or lower on 2 dice.
How many do I have to fight?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
You roll die and find out. Your gnome lets you only roll 1 die.
Gnome lets me only roll 1 die, and I get plus 2, so I'm at 5. So I have pretty good odds if I just do craft. Hey, look at that.
There you go. You're safe.
I'm in the inner region.
Which way are you going to take, Connor?
I'm actually taking
Did we skip you, Shelly?
No, Shelly doesn't get a turn.
You did skip me.
What? No, we didn't. You moved here, remember?
There's only one way to find out.
Shelly,
roll the tape.
Take a turn.
Roll the tape.
Wait, did you win?
I went, and then we...
We did skip Shelly.
That's okay.
How?
Shelly, go.
Wow.
She
you guys think if I... I'm you sorry. Think I, you guys think you guys could deal me in?
It's okay, Connor. I was zoned out, so it's partially my fault.
Sick move, bro.
You can go to Woods.
I haven't.
Are Woods good?
This is Axe.
Yes, Woods are good.
Woods are just as good as anyone
else. They're fine. They're
go.
Just a normal size.
Okay, draw a card.
That's yours, Zach.
Oh, I want to get one of these first. before I start the
okay.
Warlock's quest so I can get one. Three? What's three?
Deliver a follower.
Discard a follower.
I do not have a follower, so I will have to steal a follower. But I do not have someone to steal.
I have followers.
I will steal.
Oh no.
Could I
take his talisman follower?
So I have
the
to
walking talisman. This acts as a follower.
Yeah, wow, actually, you actually postponed it so long that it actually helped me out.
Sorry. Armor, I do not. I mean, I guess it's okay. That's my turn.
You that's use sure. all your dark fates to make sure he has six pit fiends.
I know. I'm gonna spend all my dark fate on this next thing.
Are you serious?
I might, yeah, I'm
like in a harmful way?
Yes, in a harmful way, Caden. Of course in a harmful way.
We want to get to the middle. This is a one-person win.
You mean in a harmful way?
Right now, you've painted a big red target on your back by being the first one to the Crown of Command.
Caden, roll a die to see how many pit fiends you fight.
Oh my god.
Or three.
Roll a die, Caden.
Roll your dice and move your mice, and nobody gets hurt.
Oh my god. Who has those dark fates?
I don't.
Just
I
me. Don't. Remember, you gave me a dark fate, Caden? It's all been leading to this.
I didn't give you one.
Yes, you did. Remember? Yeah, you did. Master of Fate event. You gave everyone a different fate, and you're like, Zach, you have a dark one. I knew exactly then why and when I would spend it on you. Roll a die.
So basically, my first two rolls don't matter.
No, roll
just
die.
Roll.
It depends if you
just
roll.
You are postponing this.
Don't overthink it.
Just roll. Just
what do you get?
It.
Three.
Dark fate.
Roll again.
I can only spend one fate on my turn, so that was it. I just wanted to get to six.
So this could help me, but
it could, but I'm hoping it won't. Okay, let's see it. Let's hear six.
To the fates.
Four.
What is it? Four?
Did okay. You just...
I know.
It's
I told.
Okay. In episode okay. three, I did it twice.
Three times.
I have to cut
three
it out.
Three times.
Yeah.
Don't.
Owen's like, how could you? Who wants to roll for the pit fiends?
I will.
Actually,
I will.
Owen will?
Owen will?
Owen
will.
Give
him a lot of dice.
Okay. Caden,
I am the pit fiend.
Caden, this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna fight Owen. Four times.
Strength of five.
Owen is a five. You are an eight. If you have to beat all of them, so if you lose against one,
you got to keep fighting them.
What four consecutive wins?
Yes, yeah. You have to beat
each
all of them.
If you lose, you lose a life and fight the same pit fiend again.
But he has armor, so you don't have to necessarily lose life. But you have to beat all of them to pass. If you
have you never played Talisman before?
No, he's
I've never gotten this far.
Oh.
No, I played it once. We didn't go very far.
Mm-hmm. This we'll be fine. Let's do our first roll.
Okay. I'll roll first.
Owen, you are a
11.
11 total. Caden, you beat the first
one.
You win. That's one. I'll hold my fingers up. Owen, you are a 5 and
I'm a 9.
9.
This easy dub.
Another one.
10.
10.
Nice.
No.
One more.
It all comes down to this, and then you win the game.
Well, just go.
10.
10. That's a fail.
That's a loss.
Do you have any fate? All right, try to roll armor.
Roll for your armor.
Yep.
Golly.
You lose one.
You lose a life.
But you can fight again.
Next round.
Next round, you do the same thing again.
That's okay. You have... Caden, nothing's going to take your lives except for the pit fiends. So if you die in this game, it's only because of the pit fiends. It's okay. Connor might catch up, but maybe not. We won't know.
Avoid the pit fiends at all costs. I will come for you.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Well, first it's my turn. I need to die.
There you go.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
You can use the lucky pit fiend die.
I don't know if I'm ready for the portal of power yet.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna
go to the portal of power, Zach. There's only one way to find out.
I'll try it again. Give me a second die, please.
What do you need to roll lower than a five?
I'm doing a five or less. Nope. I lose a craft.
Zach.
I'm at four little cones.
Oh my goodness.
Werewolf. I'll have the werewolf attack me. And Grim Reaper We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 four little cones.
You could have set it on him. Can the Grim Reaper go in the inner region?
No. I wish. Werewolf chart. I am.
That would have been.
What's the best result on a werewolf chart? I just got
six.
It.
Six.
What does it say?
Heal all your lives, replenish all fate, discard any adventure card from the board, or teleport to any space in this region.
Replenish your fate.
Yeah, so I'm at six. Discard any adventure card.
Or. It's an or.
All, everything's or.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm done. Okay. Okay, that's fine with me. Shall we?
My turn.
You could teleport to any other space in this region as your next turn.
I have nowhere to go. I'm just
not command is my only option.
I'm just biding time. My only hope is to roll less than a 4 and then roll 3 dice less than a 4.
I can either go to the castle.
It's impossible.
And heal up to your value for the cost of
1 gold each.
I have no gold, so that's not worth anything for me.
Or the woods.
Or the woods. I'll go to the woods.
Yeah. Encounter a card.
Yeah. Good. Mercenary follower. If you want the mercenary as your follower, pay more.
You don't need gold, so drop him.
If not, he waits here for the
protector
willing to pay.
I'll pay for him. I'll take him.
I have no gold. I give.
Okay.
Him.
Okay. Come there.
Here's my problem. All right, I'm experiencing a dilemma.
Sure.
I have a higher strength trait.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Of course.
So the crypt, my odds are
pretty good.
Pretty good. But I have the gnome.
Which lets you roll 2 dice.
Only 2 dice in the mines.
What's your craft?
My craft currently is 5.
Okay.
So say you get a 3. The base to an 8. That's still not as high as you would be in your strength.
What are you saying? So what do you think is better for him? Like 2 dice, 5 or less, or 3 dice, 9 or less? Which one do you think is better?
Dice, 9 or less.
You think that's better?
I think it's actually the 2 dice, 5 or less.
Okay.
Cause like,
I don't know. What are the odds? What's the math?
The highest you could get it was 12, but like the most, the averagest number is 7, isn't it?
So 2 dice, yeah. So
two dice, dice, 5 or less is not the best, but I think it's better than 3 under 9. 6, yeah.
5
yeah.
divided by 12, that's a little less than half, but then you have 6 times 3. 18, so 9. My odds are. No, that's not right.
I don't think it's. No, it'd be. Here's what you have to do. It's. I actually don't know. I didn't take AP stats.
Isn't it 5 over 20? Isn't it 5 over. Well, 6 times 6, right?
6 times 6.
Because that's 2 dice. That's two the dice, odds of 2 dice.
Six There's 36 six. Outcomes when rolling a dice.
Yeah, 2 dice.
So I would need.
And then how many outcomes of those equal 5?
Being the talisman,
a 2, a 3, a 4, or a 5. So that's 4 over 36. That's a
no.
That's a
no, no, no. But there, there are more than 3 ways to get a 2, 3, or 4.
If you don't choose a strength through counter, you will lose this game.
There's only one way to get a 2.
Right, obviously. How many ways are there to get a 3?
2.
2. So there, and then how many ways to get a 4?
Isn't that also 2?
3.
3, right?
2, 2, 1, 3. 4. Okay, we'll say 6. What? 6, I don't know. 5. We'll say 5. 5 out of 36. I feel like that's better. Isn't that better than the 3?
5 out of 36, but then we have 6 times 6 times 6, 216.
Go with your gut.
That's awful. Why would you do that?
Okay, we're going in the mines.
Yes.
The mines of Moria.
I think. I don't know.
Then this is better anyway, because my strength is higher, I'll be able to take on the pickings.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Will either of these help me?
I hope you die in the mines, Connor.
So this would help you with one piffing. And this would basically say...
I did it!
You got 205?
Yeah!
What did you roll? You got it. You passed. No, that's great, Connor. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh!
This would basically, if you failed, it's a standoff, you don't have to use your armor, and this would help you kill one pit fiend. That's it.
So can I use him for the whole, all four, or can I only pick...
Fireball would be one of the pit fiends, and then Simelcrookum would be all of it.
Okay.
Because as soon as you lose the whole thing.
Does he have to re-roll pit fiends?
Wait, what were
this turn?
Yeah, it's new pit fiends.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'll take my die back for the pit fiends.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Reroll die for pit fiends.
Yeah, roll how one die. How many
I'm
pit
gonna,
fiends?
I'm gonna cast both of these though.
Okay.
So you don't roll fireball yet. You gotta wait until you roll
fireball. Fireball's your first. The fireball's only one of your pit fiends. It's one battle, you know. Let me read fireball for me.
I'm going to cast transmute on Caden.
Oh, please, something that helps me.
Cast on any character at the start of his turn.
No, don't. What are you gonna do though?
All of the character's weapons and armor, except magic objects, are transmuted into wood and
discarded. Are you gonna cast it?
She just to discard his armor and objects.
You have to though. Come on.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Shelly is a dirty dog, and I literally respect her for it.
Okay, so Shelly cast a transmute. Your armor's gone, Caden. I'm sorry. When you're about to engage by a
wait. What did you say? What was the part of that?
All of his armor and weapons.
Except magic. Talisman save.
God, I was hoping for a second.
No, I was concerned because if it actually took away his talisman, then I'd be pissed for him. I would actually be like, that's not even cool.
You must lose one life. Total
pirate. No, but if it's armor and weapons, that's still. It's a low blow.
He still has a chance.
But he's still
yes, Ken. Awesome. This would help you with this would help you with just one pit fiend, I would think.
It's five. It's as many individual battles as he.
Yeah, wants. It's individual battles, so it would be one battle.
Yeah, so this would help you.
Wait, but I can use it four times.
No, it'd be
it's
one
a
and
spell.
Done.
So you would cast this on like the first pit fiend, per se,
and then it'd be gone,
And
it's basically an immediate kill because you roll a die, you add your craft. If it's higher than their strength, they die. So the pit fiend strength is 5, and your craft is 8. So that would be one auto kill with your fireball. You just burn it. So that's great.
So I should.
You're gonna cast it on the first one to get it done, and then.
So if I. Oh wait, so I don't have to do 3 from then on.
Depends on how many you roll. So if you roll roll right now. And that'll show us how many you have
pit fiends. You have to fight. Roll a die. Yep. And I will. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to spend a dark fate to make it higher. Okay. That's all. But all you have to do right now is roll.
Just roll the dice. All
right. Okay. Yeah. 3. Dark fate.
Dark fate. Ooh, ha, ha.
This is so suspenseful. Like it's way more suspenseful than it has to be. Just roll the dice. Die.
I don't know if you can tell at home, audience, but the tension in here is.
Oh my gosh! He rolled a 6.
Okay, that's 6. But Caden, that's good because you cast some Melchricum. So if you lose any of this, it's gonna be a standoff, no loss of life, and you'll be there next turn. Nothing will happen. You're going to cast Fireball on that first Pit Fiend to get it done. And then you're going to have
No, I'm going to save Fireball now.
You're going to save? Because you don't think you're going to beat 6?
No.
You don't think so?
There's no way I'm going to beat 6. Are you kidding me?
Okay. You can save Fireball.
So wait, would he have to cast this before a single one or before...
When you're about to gauge in battle. I'd say that counts for all of it. I would say. Wait, do you think or is it only one?
I
would say it only counts for one battle.
When you're about to engage in battle, resolve the attack as normal, except that if your attack score is less than your opponent's, you're not defeated. Okay, so sure.
I mean,
we'll say that.
I mean, it's. I'm not a part of this game.
Right.
I'm just.
I say for say.
Well, what is the? Let's just go through this one more time. Read the pit fiends. If it's like individual battles.
Yeah.
If it specifically
fight
says
pit fiends with strength 4 each one by one.
So that's until, that sounds like individual.
Yeah.
Until either you are defeated or you defeat all of the pit fiends.
Yes. So. If we're saying Fireball is one battle, one Pit Fiend, that's an auto kill, then I would say Simelcricum is an one Pit Fiend defense. So if you think, okay, I killed 5 of these, and the last one is the 6th, I'm worried about it, my Fireball's gone for some reason, I'm going to play Simelcricum.
And
so
then
if you lose, I can still do it next round, and no sweat.
No loss of life.
There you go. I think that's the way to do it. So, Caden, let's try to beat 5. If you do beat 5, Fireball, and you pass. And we'll go from there. Does that sound good? Okay. Let's get it, boys. I'm rooting for you, Caden.
Let's go,
Caden. It can't be easy. It's the inner region. It can't be easy.
Like I said, puck the fit fiends.
Puck the fit fiends.
Puck the fit fiends.
All right, so that's one die on your 8.
There are nine.
Nine. Okay.
So that's basically an auto kill unless you roll a one.
That's a kill.
There's one.
Okay.
That's an also. That's all.
That's an auto.
That's an auto kill.
Okay. Auto kill.
Auto kill.
Auto kill.
Owen.
This is the last. If this one dies, play fireball and you pass. Okay. This one is an 11.
So should I play fireball?
I would play fireball because.
Can you do that after one person rolls? Like in the middle of a battle?
What does it say? When you're about to engage?
Cast when you're about to engage in battle.
Yeah, it's too late.
Come on. You guys really screw me over. Like,
no, you
keep changing what it means. It's like, figure out what it means.
It's not that. Like, when you're battling somebody.
It would have only made sense to do it going into the last one, because it doesn't matter where the dice land on any of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to know that the fifth pit fiend is harder than the sixth?
In all honesty, yeah. Like, people should roll at the same time.
Yeah.
So that is.
Yeah. So that's avoided. Not a stress.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now you kill fireball. There you go. So the pit fiends are all dead, and you pass.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't it an auto kill?
Eight plus his five is 13, you had a 5 plus a 6 is 11, so that is a kill. And then the fireball is one die plus his craft. If it's higher than that person's strength, then it's an auto-kill.
Like starting strength?
Starting strength. So the fireball is an auto-kill.
So I win.
You won. You won. Beat the pit fiends. And now you're here. You're in the valley fire. Nice. Whew! That was good. I'll take fireball.
That took 45 minutes.
Now, okay, so Caden, basically, if nothing bad happens to you, next turn you'll win. Okay.
Is this helpful at all?
No, keep it. It's fine.
So it's not helpful?
It's not helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Where's my die?
You gave it to
Thank you. Let's see what I get. I'm gonna do portal power again. I'll take two dice.
Golly, you really
let's do four or less.
Nope. Use a light fate.
Oh, of course. I'll keep it two.
I would hope.
Oh,
use a dark fate.
I can't spend more than one. I lost a strain.
I'm so hard.
My mister was so buffed. I should have gone all craft. I should have gone with my instincts.
I mean, yeah, but you also still had to complete a quest.
That's
you
true.
Still have to complete a quest.
I know. That was oof.
Big oof moment.
I'm going.
What do you think you should do? Should I?
Well, what that.
Make it epic.
Yes, I'm gonna have to roll down dice. Four. And I'm going to cast speed spell. Cast on yourself after you have rolled a die for your move. Roll one additional die and add the results together to make your movement roll.
Ooh.
And I'm going
speed,
to
speed, that's cool.
Four plus one. Two, three, four, five. Perfect. So I land on you, Zach, and I'm going to...
Fun fact, it literally feels like it's 10:30 at night right now.
It's
literally dinner time.
6 p.m.
Yeah.
Just
fun fact, viewers, this is recorded the day after the night of Fall Back.
Sorry,
Shelly. What are you going to do?
Fine.
You're going to take a follower?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to take a follower from you, and then I'm going to discard it.
Yes.
For my quest award. So I have
four
now. So I can get a talisman, right?
Yeah, get a talisman.
Zach, when are you gonna go see the miracle worker?
Saturday. You don't get a quest reward.
What time?
I don't get a quest
reward? No, because you
gotta go during the week with me.
Huh?
Go during the week with me.
I have rehearsal every night. No, I can't.
It's a big oof.
Sure, I will go with you on Saturday.
Fine, I guess I'll just go there alone as a disguised person.
I don't know how to help you. I'm sorry.
I'll be going. So.
What day?
I don't know yet.
Go with Owen.
I'll be there.
Saturday.
No, he won't. Be.
I can't be. Zach will be there on Saturday. I will not.
Portal of power now.
No, Shlee.
No, I've interacted with Zach, so
yes.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you're done.
Do you have any spells?
I have a haunting poltergeist spell.
What was that do?
Cast on any character at the start of his turn. The character must take this card as a follower and only moves one space per turn, but that doesn't really help.
I should cast on Caden. Yes.
Caden can't.
He only has one space to move anyway.
So that's worthless.
He's not even in your region.
Alright.
Connor?
Can you do anything?
Connor, bud.
Yeah. Give me a sec. I'm making sure I can't do anything.
I just had the worst realization.
What?
You're fine.
No, I could have done something earlier.
And, like, made it easier?
League of Legends, Zach? You play LOL?
No, that was part of my journalistic investigations for Aquinas.
No, I still have werewolf and dice.
No, you don't have to.
You don't. That's
the werewolf is part of the other path.
That's
the
strength craft.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, you choose
one path.
One path, jungle, and it leads to the same place.
Like, you just have to roles.
So what do I have to do left?
Nothing.
Climb the staircase.
I think jungle is a role in League of Legends.
No sweat.
Fuck. Oh. Yeah, jungler is a role in League.
Yeah.
Let's see how many lives I lose.
Yeah?
Three.
That's two.
Two lives? Mm. Goodbye, Red Riding Hood. Goodbye, Gnome.
Mm. Ooh. Okay.
And I move on to the Pit Fiends.
Yes. Now.
I'll see you there.
Caden, you ascend the stairs of the Crown of Command. You reach the top. It is empty. The throne is there. Do you sit in it?
Do I have anything?
Do you sit in it?
What happens if I do or don't?
Do you?
Yes!
Yes!
You win the game! Yes! Oh, Caden won! Oh my god! Wow.
Good job, Caden.
Congratulations.
He's just still anxious.
The most unsure of all of us wins the game. Do you see a throne? Do you sit in it? Do I have a choice?
What are the other options? Is it a bad choice? Should I go back to the beans?
Caden, you won.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Shocked.
Shocked? You did great, though.
Because I had so much bad luck.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I had so many bad rolls.
Uh-huh.
I overcame, I guess.
You did. You overcame. And Connor, you had a very successful second place.
I was close.
You were very close.
Yeah, you want to know what they say about being close? You still lost.
You know what they say about being close? No cigars.
And then Shlee, you and I, you probably could have made it, and I would never have. You were, what, 10 strength?
Yeah.
But yeah, Shlee, I should have used my counter spell when you took away my armor.
Oh, that would have been cool. That would have been a cool move.
That would have been cool.
That would have been a pro gamer move.
I imagine for cool so long, flex. I imagine like the reverse Uno. Like,
reverse Uno.
Counter spell.
You know what I should have done? I should have actually held up to my threat of getting rid of your followers. If you had,
yeah, then
you would have been
life.
Dead on spot.
Yeah. Champion of Light would have been gone a while ago. Yeah. Well, that was a lot of fun. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, that was very
good. Wow, my... Really, I mean, it was the actual first time I was playing. We didn't get very far, so this was really like my first game.
Was this a better experience? You would say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stressful. Your heart rate's probably sitting 180 right now.
I was completely focused. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's great. That's great. And everyone else had a good time.
Yeah,
I had a great time.
I completed my character arc. And...
Oh yes. You killed the. Oh, you believe it? This is hilarious. So Shlee was the rogue to start Owen. And she went to the vampire prince, was an enemy. The vampire prince killed her. And then when she came back as a new character, she was the vampiress. Like, that was the one that she got.
And then
she killed the vampire prince.
Good for you, Shlee.
Good for you.
It was fun.
Narrative.
It was fun. Yeah.
Sounds like
I'm proud of you, Caden.
And I got turned into a toad, like, the second round. Connor turned me into a toad almost immediately, and I somehow didn't die. It was before the Firelands fiasco.
Stop spoiling everything. Let me listen to the podcast.
Oh, of course. Sorry, guys.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, it was a review for our audience.
Yeah.
I am the warp drive.
Yeah, you are the warp drive. You should
I
know
am.
All of this.
You should Inevitable. Have been here.
Nice. But yeah, here, let's keep cleaning
GG,
it up.
GG, guys.
Yeah, GGs. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me on.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm so glad for you to have... so glad to have you on.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, thank you for coming back. It was so much fun.
Yeah, glad to be a part of the premiere.
So fun. Yeah. So
premiere
fun.
Of season two!
Wow.
Damn it.
Oh, God, I gotta stop it before Owen says it. Don't say it! No! All right, well.
Don't say it.
Well, thank you guys so
just
much.
I like the beginning of the episode. Never mind.
I'll say
it once we're off air.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
So
thank
much
you.
For listening.
Thank you.
Don't forget to
leave a like,
leave
a follow.
Subscribe.
Like and subscribe. I don't know how it works, but like if I know Google Podcasts, you can subscribe. Can you subscribe on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify?
You can follow on Spotify.
Yes.
You can follow on Anchor. You can follow. Speaking of which, if you didn't listen to the ad at the beginning and you skipped it like a dingus, which you shouldn't have, you can follow on Anchor because Anchor is great.
That's cool. It's cool.
Anchor's a great app. I really recommend it for podcasting.
Anchor is a fantastic app.
We're not getting paid Anchor for any to create of
any of your podcast imaginations for absolutely free.
I just really think you should try using Anchor.
I really should,
because we deserve more than 25 cents.
Yes, please. Share, if you don't mind, share this. That'd be dope, don't you think?
Heck yeah, share the podcast.
Share with your friends, listen together, get some popcorn.
Show it to your parents.
Make fun of us.
Yeah. All right,
play
cool.
the game of Talisman yourself, set up the board, and follow along.
Yeah, symmetrically. You'd be like, when Connor makes a move, you make a move with the gladiator, and you can have the exact same game. That'd be very strenuous and confusing, but
and then suddenly you end up in an uphill battle.
Thanks for watching, listening.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Good night, and Caden, what do you say? Send her out.
The warp drive.
What?